Hey guys, it's Eric Peacock here with our Get Fit Lakeville podcast, episode 2 coming at you. And this month's theme is flexibility. And so for our topic on mindset today, we're going to talk about a flexible mindset. And one of those reasons is a flexible mindset is actually a bend but don't break philosophy. And too often what I see in the fitness world is people set big goals and they go after it with their plan. But as soon as they have a bad week or a bad day, maybe they miss a workout, maybe they blow it with their eating and give in to their cravings, and then they quit. And I always kind of liken it to, it's like getting a flat tire on your car and just walking away and leaving your car on the side of the road and never driving it again. And really that's what those things are like. So you have to have a philosophy of bend but don't break. Fitness is, I always say, 2 steps forward, 1 step back, meaning you're going to have really good weeks, good days, and you're going to have some setbacks. You're going to wake up maybe sick, or your kid's going to get sick and you're going to have to leave work and not be able to get to the gym that day, or it's going to throw your eating off because you're taking care of your kid. Those things happen in life. So you have to be flexible with yourself and realize that this is a lifelong pursuit. Too often we have this short-term mentality of, I've got to accomplish, you know, a year's worth of results in 2 weeks, and we don't respect the process. There is a process to getting results, and part of that process is dealing with setbacks, dealing with challenges. It makes the victory that much more sweet when you get there, when you've had some of those things. Too often we hold ourselves up to a level of perfection when really I like the concept of progress versus perfection. And allow yourself a little bit of grace, because nobody's going to do things perfectly. You know, the fitness pros don't even do that. People that are paid to eat and train, basically, they have setbacks. So going forward on that, just checking the app here. Make sure as you pursue any goal, realize that you, just because you blew your eating for one meal or one day, doesn't mean you need to say screw it and just throw the baby out with the bathwater. That's just one thing I see, especially after New Year's resolution. You know, people go from 0 times in the gym to 7 times a week, and then they burn themselves out. The term I like to use is maximal sustainable effort. You know, and I just had this conversation with somebody the other day about not going from 0 time. You know, not going. Putting that on yourself to go to the gym every day, but how about 3 days a week? That's consistent, and maybe work up to 5 or 6 times a week, but start with consistency. Maybe it's 2 or 3 times a week, and give yourself, you know, some leeway to have some setbacks, you know. And that's the reality of fitness goals. Too often we quit before we've reached the big prize because we let that one little thing that we didn't do right or we missed throw us off. So bend but don't break. That is my flexibility mindset tip this week. And I'm going to move on to our exercise tip. And I'm not going to talk about stretching. I'm going to talk about being flexible with your training routine. Too often we get married to certain exercises, certain routines, and that's all we do. Now, when you take your car in to the shop, what you do a lot of times is you have them rotate your tires. Why do you do that? Because if you don't rotate your tires, they wear out. Well, this a lot of times is what happens with our joints, especially the meathead guys like me that like to do bench press and all every week, or bar squats. You know, bar work is tough on you. It's very valuable. It's good to do, but I always think it's good to rotate on and off of that because it gives your joints a break. And every exercise kind of hits your joints a little bit different. So if you go from a bench press to a dumbbell bench press, that's going to be a different pattern, and that's like rotating your tires. So it's important to change your workout about every 4 to 6 weeks. And rotate your exercises, rotate your rep scheme, because here's the deal. A lot of times when you get tight, it's not because you don't have good flexibility. It's because you have inflammation in the joints. Your joints are starting to get worn down because you haven't, quote unquote, rotated your tires. So when your body's inflamed or something's not moving right, one of its protective mechanisms is to tighten up around the area to protect it. And so a lot of times we can stretch all we want, we can foam roll all we want, but your body's neurologically protecting that. Your brain's in control of that tightness. So one of the things I've kept me in the gym for a long time without really any major injuries is to rotate my tires. And that keeps you flexible, not only with your joints and your muscles, it keeps different patterns and keeps fresh stimulus, but it also it keeps your workouts interesting and keeps variety sick. A lot of times boredom is one of the reasons people quit working out. So being flexible with your workouts, rotate your tires every 4 to 6 weeks by changing exercises, changing your program, and your joints will thank you, and you'll stay, your head will stay in the game more likely than not. That's one of the keys to longevity in the exercise world. We are creatures of habit, and sometimes we get into the autopilot mode where we just start going through the motions. And you know, don't get me wrong, going to the gym is better than nothing. But, you know, it's always about, to me, it's about training smart. So that's my flexibility exercise tip for the week. And now I'm moving on to the finish off with our nutrition flexibility tip. And we're going to talk about metabolic flexibility. Metabolic flexibility is basically your ability to burn multiple macronutrients as fuel. Now, you have three options. They're protein, carbohydrates, and fats are your macronutrients. Now, protein is not really efficient. Your body will not break that down for energy unless you're like starving and you have really low calories and your protein that you're getting in your diet is really low. Then your body will break down muscle tissue a lot of times to use it as energy, but that doesn't happen very often. So it kind of leaves us with carbohydrates and fats as our two options. Now, in America, we typically eat a lot of carbohydrates. You know, carbohydrates have been demonized. They're not the demon. They're not the devil. But we just eat too many of them and too many of the wrong kinds. And I always kind of liken it to this is I used to have a personal watercraft, and you drive it around. And, you know, I always knew it was time to get gas because all of a sudden I'd go off the main tank and I'd have to flip to the reserve tank, which gave me about 20, 30 minutes extra of fuel to get over to the marina and fill it up. Well, that's what your fat is, kind of like your reserve tank, but the carbohydrates in your body are kind of like the main tank. And it's kind of like I'm never having to go to that reserve tank because I always keep filling that main tank up with carbohydrate. So we want to get you into the reserve tank. And there's a couple ways to do that. And that is you can do it with some fasting. A couple popular ones to do are 16-8 fasts, where you don't eat anything for 16 hours and you put all your calories and your food in an 8-hour window. So that might be in 2 or 3 meals. And I wouldn't do that every day. I might do it 3 days a week. The other thing is, I used to do this and it was pretty effective too, is to do once a week, do a 24-hour fast. You know, it's a good way to get your body to quit relying on carbohydrate and start to rely more on fat. What it'll do too, it'll make you more metabolically flexible. So if you start off doing fasting and you feel like you're going to crash and burn after a couple hours, that probably tells you your body's not really effective at fat burning. Also, if you have, like, let's say you have a glass of orange juice, something that's got a lot of sugar in it, and then, you know, within 30 minutes you feel like you're crashing, that's probably a sign that your hormone insulin is unstable and you're not very metabolically flexible. Because when insulin is stable and lower, your body's going to burn fat much more readily. So a lot of times we just eat a lot of carbohydrates and a lot of processed carbohydrates, which keeps our insulin levels high, which makes us really good at burning carbohydrate but not good at burning fat. So the fasting is one way to make you metabolically flexible and get your body more used to having to use other sources for fuel, that being fat. The other thing, as I've used before too, is just do some low carb cycling, where you go down to 50 grams or less of carbohydrate per day, and then kick your protein and your good fats up a little bit. But that forces your body to switch gears, because eventually, especially if you're exercising, you're going to run out of fuel, and then you're going to be forced to use those fat stores. The problem is, kind of like I was using that personal watercraft analogy, is a lot of people just always keep topping off the main tank, so they're never forcing themselves in the reserve tank. So low carbohydrate cycling, you know, doing 2 or 3 days of low carbohydrates, coupled with or doing fasting, is kind of like, you know, like I said, riding that personal watercraft and running that main tank out, so you're forced to go into the reserve tank. And now your body becomes metabolically flexible, meaning you will be able to burn fat if it's there. And if you have carbohydrates, you'll be able to flip the switch back over to carbohydrates. So that is important too for long-term body composition. Is, you know, nutrition, like just like I mentioned earlier with the workouts, is you want to do some things to shake up your nutrition. So fasting can be effective. It doesn't work for everybody. That's one caveat. Low carbohydrate cycling, those are two things that we use to kind of shake things up a little bit with the body and make it more metabolically flexible. And one of the mistakes, I'm going to kind of close with this, is people typically will get, you know, we think if some's better than more is obviously the best, you know. So, and that the big example I see is low carbohydrate. I see people who do low carbohydrate on and on and on, and there's a lot of diminishing returns there. It does not work long term, but it works a lot better to cycle on and off your carbohydrates, because you just can't function really well on a low carbohydrate diet for a long period of time. And eventually what that does is it'll cause a metabolic slowdown in your body. So you're better off, if you're going to use low carb days, is to cycle them down and then cycle them back up. And I typically prefer to do lower carb days on days that I may be doing a little less intense of a workout, or maybe some low intensity aerobic type workout. Those tend to be the best days. I definitely don't want to do like a low carb day the day before or the day of like a hard legs day or a hard workout. Maybe it's a mountain biking, an hour of mountain biking, which is pretty intense, or a hit type workout. So try to, bank those low carbohydrate days for those less active days. And typically when you're doing those lower intensity type activities too, you're using fat more as a fuel source. So it kind of works hand in hand with those low carb days, when your insulin's going to be lower and your body's going to be more prone to burn fat. So those are just a couple things. Metabolic flexibility for the body to get good at burning both types of fuel. For the exercise, flexibility with our routine, making sure we're changing it up. But we're also, allowing ourselves a little grace. Remember, it's two steps forward, one step back. And so bend but don't break. And don't quit if you make one mistake. Remember the flat tire analogy. And then, just being, just having that, flexibility in life, because, even tonight I had a plan to do this podcast earlier and my daughter wanted to go shopping tonight. And, I don't get a lot of daddy-daughter time, especially now that my daughter's in middle school. So I changed my routine. It was flexible because your priorities should always come first. My family's always my number one priority over my business. So I was flexible and I said, I'm going to go and spend some time with you, honey. And then I'll do this podcast afterwards. So I'm going to wrap this up, and please, if you listen to this, put some comments on our Facebook page or somewhere, that things that you'd like to cover, but we'll cover some more flexibility concepts next week. And I thank you guys for listening.